here with Dr. Giuseppe Ponza di Buomo on the occasion of the opening of an exhibition that features 39 works by 16 artists that the Hirshhorn recently acquired from Dr. Ponza. Dr. Ponza is internationally renowned for amassing a collection of more than 2,500 examples of American and European contemporary art since the 1950s. Dr. Ponza, thank you for joining us. Let's begin with questions about how you started collecting contemporary art. In 1956, you acquired your first contemporary artwork, yes. An extraordinary painting by Franz Klein titled Buttress. Would you please share how you first became interested in contemporary art, and in particular, what interested you about this painting by Franz Klein?
Well, it's a complex story, because I don't became interested in art only in this period. When I was a boy, I started to study art in general, because it was something very interesting to me. And in this way, I read the books, I was going to museum, and I was interested in all kind of art. But when I began to think to start a collection, we had to do a choice, to buy a Titian or Michelangelo was impossible. And, but I learned, reading the book, that several important artists of modern time, at the beginning was not understood. It was possible for the more informed collector to buy them at the right time when it was possible to buy. Mm-hmm. And this way I began to think that even with a few money, because I was a young collector, 32 years old, it was possible perhaps to do something fine. In this way, I began to study contemporary art, which it just to go around to look to galleries to see which was the best artist working in Milan, because I was living in Milan. But after, I realized that the situation in Milan was too small, it was necessary to know other things. And I went to Paris, and but the year before I made a long travel in the States. I was very impressed by the quality of this space. I was very impressed by New York, which a city which is vertical, which have this strength, this will to reach something impossible, and this land so big, this horizon so wide, without people, but with a nature so present, so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And the painting by Franz Klein gave me this idea of the strength of the life in New York, and of this country which was thinking to the future and not only to the present. And for this reason, I was very interested to American art, because I had the feeling that America was starting a new kind of culture, which had a relationship to the European culture, but the social situation was so different, it was giving the possibility to do something really new.
Great, thank you. Your collection is celebrated not only for its breadth, the number of artists who are in the collection, but also its depth. In fact, your collection is distinguished by the way that it focuses on a certain period, the period that you consider to be most important in its art and artist's career. Would you talk a little bit about your collecting philosophy, and what are the most important things to you? What do you take into account when you're considering purchasing a work of art by an artist?
Well, what is important to collect is to have an idea, to have a direction, to know what are the goal of this, of a given period of art, which is the meaning of this period, and if these people is related to the reality of today, because art is not something which is born by itself. It's something which has a strong relationship to the social life, to the reality of a given time. And to pay attention to this complex situation is very important. In some way, we have to realize which kind of philosophy is moving a given time in a given direction. And to pay attention if these artists which are working in a different way could have a special meaning, which could have a common interest, a common goal, even if they are very different. And to make this process of an understanding which are the goal and the direction of this art is very important, because in this way we look to the movement, to the ideas which are more new, which was never tried to be expressed in the past. And because a given period of time is important, this is giving something, a new experience to the experience to the past. And this is the way to understand new art, to be able to which are the relationship to the reality, to understand why and if they are different from the experience of the past.
Thank you. When you first started collecting contemporary art, how did you envision the collection growing? Did you ever imagine that it would come to comprise more than 2,000 works of art and really offer a sweeping view of the history of late 20th century artistic practices? Could you imagine it becoming this large when you first started?
No. When I began to collect, I was by artists which was not recognized,
right,
which was almost, well, was a few people like.
Right.
But this was the challenge, to find new artists and to be among the first which understand them. But this was a personal experience, because when many people saw my collection at the beginning, they said that I was crazy, I was buying something which without value, which is, you know, the Rothko and the Rauschen was no art, it was something strange, no art. But I had my idea, I was sure that this artist was really good, because I have them in front of my eyes and I was looking every day to this work, and I was sure that this work was something good, something beautiful, because I was just always looking to the beautiful, to the beauty. These artists don't have weak point. Everything was feeling filled of life and ideas.
Right. Well, you've actually answered one of the next questions I was going to ask, which was to think about, you originally started collecting abstract expressionist and pop art, but then you shifted gears and you began to collect minimalism, light and space, environmental art, which comprised the works that the Hirschhorn actually acquired from your collection. Can you talk about some of the connections? You spoke briefly about that just now, but speak a little bit more about the connections between someone like Mark Rothko and Robert Rauschenberg, and who are painters or creating collage, and someone like Joseph Kossuth, who is a conceptual artist interested in language and isn't very interested in actually fabricating the works himself. It's a very different conceptual underpinning and a very different process. And could you just talk a little bit about how you made that shift and how you see these artists working together, aside from the fact that they had very important ideas in your view?
Yes. Well, when I began to collect, in Europe there was informal art, and I collected tapies and early work by Fautrier, because it was to people which had a strong relationship to the to this movement, and but because I was two artists which was related to the experience of the war and the problem of Europe after the end of the Second World War, which was a destruction of all the value which make Europe so important in the world, mm-hmm. Since the Renaissance, since the 15th century. But this ideal seemed destroyed by the Second World War. This artist was just trying to understand this problem, to find a new value which was not dependent by something which made them so contradictory. And after I had the opportunity to see some reproduction of work by Franz Klein, and they impressed me very much, because in this black and white painting with made with a few strokes, I saw the life of New York, the energy coming out of this land. And for this reason I began to collect Franz Klein. After I saw work by Rothko, I was very impressed, because Klein was expressing the need, the wish to reach something impossible, in Rothko there was this inner expression of itself. This art which was looking to what happened in our life, in our mind. And this was very important for me, because I was always interested in philosophy which deal with the problem of expression. And this this kind of art was just close to this research of the human mind. And after Rauschenberg seemed something completely contradictory,
right.
to Rothko. But for me it was not right, because it was a kind of art which was related to the reality, but to a reality which was just not real, because it was full of contradiction. Reality which was looking for something more stable in the middle of something which was always not clear the goal. And also the kind of experience I believe was very beautiful, very important to know. After came the pop art. The pop art too was a completely contradiction to abstract expression, to Rauschenberg, because it was a popular art. It was using the cartoon of a newspaper, this kind of art, which of images, publicity images, which is not at all art. It was just made only to impress the people, to impress a buyer, or to entertainment for people which was annoying, seated in a chair. This art was important for me, because I realized what Liechtenstein, Rosenquist, Oldenburg don't had in mind the images of popular images, but was able to tell something different from what is popular. The way Liechtenstein was making the composition, the way this artist was exploring the relationship between the shape and color, And also the content, the meaning became something strange, something not real, something suspended in a poetic images, which was in sky but not in reality.
Right.
And this power to of these artists to change the reality, the everyday reality, in something which stay above everything, was extremely beautiful.
And so what drew you then to conceptual art and light and space art and minimalism, which was so different? I mean, what drew you to that kind of, to the kinds of works that are in the Hirshhorn's collection?
Well, I was always interested to philosophy,
right,
to abstract problem.
Which these works definitely
with the
engage.
Philosophy. And minimalism for me was the images of this intellectual process of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And and was showing this art the great power of a human thinking. The human man, the man made a great thing in his history, change the nature, change the life. And this, but it happened because man was thinking.
Right.
This great power of a mind is extremely important because it's the most special gift nature is giving to human. And also conceptual is the development of this situation.
And what about light and space art? Could you talk a little bit about the work of someone like Robert Irwin or Doug Wheeler and what, how that attracted you? You talked about Franz Kline and how that reminded you of New York, but there's something about these light and space artists who were working in Los Angeles. Did that remind you of Southern California? Was it related to that, or was it something more philosophical and more general that attracted you to their work?
Well, I was very impressed by the first artist of this group of artists dealing with environment was Robert Irwin,
mm-hmm,
which I met in New York when he was making a show with a disc of this kind at the in the gallery in New York. And I met also the artist. This kind of work was very beautiful for me. There was the vision of this entity which is coming from away, from the empty space,
mm-hmm,
just approaching reality, approaching Earth, and see this something which don't belong to the Earth but belong to the sky. It was very impressive. And because of my interest with this art, I met the artist, I met Robert Irwin. Robert Irwin was a very interesting man,
mm-hmm,
because he have a deep knowledge about philosophy. We made a long discussion about philosophical problem. And this was a special thing for me, because I met only two artists which was very interested in philosophy, Robert Irwin and Jan Wilson.
Uh-huh.
And we spoke about this other artist which was living in Los Angeles, which was developing this problem of knowledge, of perception.
Mm-hmm.
Now we realize we are alive, and which was the two more essential reality to be, to make, to perceive our reality is just to see an empty space, completely empty, with some only very few light. And this relationship to an empty space with almost with nothing, so only some light, was just exploring the beginning of the reality, because we live in a space, and light give us the possibility to understand something. and is also a relationship to your mind. When we think to your mind, we go inside something which is extremely simple but extremely strong. For this reason, I met Turell, I met Doug Wiener, I met Maria Norman, Eric Orr, all very good artists which I collected, but which was difficult to show because they need space.
Right, and for that reason, you were one of the few collectors who were willing to collect works of art at the very moment that they were being created, and in fact, you garnered a reputation for acquiring works that museums could not or would not acquire because of their size, because of the complications of installing them, yes, for storage reasons. And now, however, many of the works, or most of the works in your collection, actually are considered to be very important examples of these artists' most important creative periods. Were you aware that you were going to collect works that were going to have such historical importance? And in the face of all these people who might have been criticizing you or laughing and saying that you were crazy, whether it be Rothko or Irwin or Wheeler, what made you move forward and just continue to acquire these works and then to, equally as interesting, show them in your home?
Well, when I like deeply something which I see, I wanted to have, because it became part of my life. Mm-hmm. And I never think if it is something which will be easy to show or difficult to show. I just wanted to have what I believe is important to have. And I am always some idea, some hope, but some days, some museum will be interested in showing this art. And after 40, almost 40 years, when I began to collect, something fine is happening.
Thank you. And interestingly, you displayed the bulk of your collection in your home when you could, which is this beautiful villa in Varese, Italy. Not only did you live among your collection and all of these amazing works of art, but you also commissioned a number of site-specific projects for the villa, including a neon light installation by Dan Flavin, two beautiful portals by Robert Irwin, a James Turrell sky piece, and an exceptionally elegant and subtle installation by Maria Nordman. Could you talk about what it was like to live among these works, especially as you and your wife had a family and children growing up, and what inspired you to invite these artists into your home to create these long-term installations?
Well, I had the good luck to have a large house in Varese, with which there was a lot of empty space. And this space, which don't have any more use, was very good for showing this kind of art, which demand space. In this way, when I saw for the first time in 73 Turell in Los Angeles, the first idea was to give him the possibility to make three installations in three larger rooms, to leave him do what he would like. The same thing was made for Robert Irwin, another room to Maria Norman, several rooms to Dan Flavin. Mm-hmm. In this way, I made something which I like very much.
Looking back over your collection, are there any artists whose work you did not collect that now you wish you really had acquired?
Oh yes, well, I made many mistakes in my life.
Well, it seems like you didn't
not
make
many,
any
but
mistakes.
Some. The first was not to collect Yves Klein, the artist making the blue.
Right.
This is something which is disturbing me very much, because I was an artist making a kind of art which was very close to my ideas. But in this moment, it was 1966, I was not yet ready to understand this art which was so radical. Only a few years later, I understand the importance of this kind, of this art. It was 58, not 66. And For this reason, I lost this possibility. But I lost also the possibility to have a larger collection of Warhol, because when I was by Liechtenstein, Rosenquist, Oldenburg, I was in this studio in 62, mm-hmm. and there was many paintings available, which cost only $600 each, because it was the price I was paying for Liechtenstein and Rosenquist. In this period, Warhol was not yet making his best work.
Right, it was later.
Still a work which have some relationship to Liechtenstein. Mm-hmm. And for this reason, I was not enough impressed. But however, only 1 year later, it was possible to buy for a very low price a beautiful work.
Anybody else besides Warhol and Klein?
Well, I lost the opportunity to buy Barney Newman.
Uh-huh.
And when I was in 1960 to see his studio, he told me when I was leaving his studio, but he will be happy to sell the best work for $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
But in this moment, I was buying several Rothko, which cost just $6,000 each. But for me, in 1958, to find money, $6,000 was not easy.
Right.
It was difficult because the value was different from today. The buying power of dollar was completely very different.
Hmm. In the last 20 years, you've worked with a number of museums to place the works from your collection so that the public can see them regularly. You've worked with the Los Angeles Museum of Contemporary Art, where your collection formed the beginning of that museum's permanent collection, also the Guggenheim, and now the Hirshhorn. What do you look for in a museum when you consider placing your works there, and what drew you in particular to working with the Hirshhorn?
Well, to work, I had a good experience with most of the American museum, because the collection was seen with interest by several museums, and to work with Hirshhorn is just one of them. To have this possibility to show art, my collection in museum is my goal. I don't buy for myself, because I have so many work that was impossible to show in this home. I have to find a home just in museum. And also for me it's a great pleasure to see the work which I like so much, which I collected many years ago, installed in museum, available to public, because what I like very much to listen when I speak to people which have seen the work of a collection they liked. This for me is the most beautiful winning prize.
Well, thank you. We at the Hirshhorn appreciate your sharing your collection with us, and I hope that you have a good experience here. I'd like to encourage our website visitors to come to see the show of your works, and I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me.